your physical eye and let's open up our inner eye by imagining long straight line is coming down from above your head. The straight line is coming down. We see the head and the line coming down through the center of your head, neck, and spine. Reach the bottom. The line still going down into the ground. And down, and down, and down. And finally, the line reaches the very center of our planet. So open up your inner eye to all the directions. And with your imagination, visualize this long straight line. This simple step brings us to the doorway to vision. We stop focusing on one point with our physical eye. Instead, we use our inner eye by opening up to everything. We do not exclude anything. We do not judge anything. What to see, what not to see. We surrender that kind of thought now. Trust. This simple exercise gives you a state of grounding, chakras are settled, and while you are sensing the space around you, gradually the border between inside of your body and outside of your body is disappearing. Continue to observe this long straight line and at the same time observe your feeling and sensation. Ego doesn't like to stick. That's why you notice a lot of mind thoughts or irritation, body heaviness, sleepiness. But your spirit is so happy, so then you might feel so relaxed and much more peaceful. Any kind of feeling and sensation, just observe instead of judgment. Now, bring your consciousness onto your breathing. A tiny amount of air coming in and out nose through your nostrils or mouth. No controlling. Just observing. Observe the breath and observe your feeling and the sensation. Now we came to the point to stop breathing. Yes, we need to stop breathing. We do not need anything. God is breathing. God exhales. His breath is directly coming to you and entering your body through your nostrils or mouth. Now God inhales, His breath is coming out through your nostrils. You can imagine God is in front of you. God's breath is coming and in. And as He inhales, His breath is out. God's breath is in. And out. Keep your consciousness onto God's breathing. It's not for you to breathe, you are breathing. You are part of universal breath. God's breath is prana. Prana is in. And it gives you power. Life force is in. And out. We can accept His breath easily without saying, I'm not the best enough to receive it. I have to preserve it. I'm scared of receiving it. We don't need to bring any fear onto this breathing. We are just to breathe. Welcome back to sit your home. Everything is given to you. Everything is given to your brothers and sisters. We are exactly the same beings. wheel of bottle of bread. You all are God created to be. His creation counts for nothing, and you are his creation. His limitless power and glory is yours. Because you are created by power and glory, love and harmony. So you can tell yourself, I refuse to be bitter to myself. I want to restore the power and glory that is mine. I am what God created me. I refuse to be little to myself. I want to stop to see my weakness, my death. Instead, I restore the limitless power and glory to myself. Staying in God's presence and saying to yourself these sentences and observe your feelings, your thoughts, ideas, sensations. To the God of breath, delicious color, dove respect, it's coming and going, coming and going, we are waved in that power, in God. And now you can choose again that we refuse to be little ourselves. We refuse to see ourselves as little, weak, fragile. Not good enough, guilty, fearful, anxious being. Instead, we now restore the color and the glory, love and peace. We restore our nature. Okay, now you want to know how. Do you know the answer? To help to do that, your brothers are with you. Pick up anyone. Whom you really love, or whom you really worry, or whom you have to be a strong conflict, pick up someone and invite that person in front of you. And observe your sensation. How do you feel to look at this person in front of you? See this person closely. How do you feel? What kind of sensation you have? Then tell yourself, I refuse to be useful to this person. Instead, I restore the limitless power and glory to this person. That is his or her. And thus, I can restore it to myself. How to see yourself and how to see your brothers and sisters are exactly the same. When you see someone's weakness, you cannot avoid believing your weakness. When you refuse to see someone like that, you can refuse to see yourself like that at the same time. Tell this person your choice now and observe the energy. I stop worrying about you. I want to see your light and strength. Then I can see the light and strength in me. I refuse to blame myself. Instead, I want to restore your compassion, gentleness, and honesty. Then I can see love, gentleness, and honesty in me. Yes, we need to ask the Holy Spirit to help us. We cannot stop anger, blame, fear, worry by ourselves. But when we ask the Holy Spirit, somehow we can observe our beliefs is disappeared, then this person's greatness, the power, safety, stability, dignity, and glory is shown to you. Is it right into yours? Our softness and beauty is yours. If you like, you can invite another person or group of people and tell them with Holy Spirit, I refuse to be bitter to yourself, to you. I restore the power and the glory. It's because they are yours. tell them, I know why you are in my life. It's because you come to me to save me, to help me to restore my faith. Whenever you experience any obstacles in your life, you be deeper yourself. You decide that you are weak, powerless being. How to restore to your power, to be brother, as they truly are. This is one and only way to solve the problem you call. There is only one problem here. It's understanding yourself. So the mantra of this week, I am as God created me. I remember whenever I forgot about this, you, brother, helped me to remember. Remember, dear God's breath, you are still in God's breath. You are breathing. You are protected. You are at home. And you are as God created you. This is from Course in Miracles, Workbook, Lesson 110. Memorize this mantra and memorize this feeling in God's breath. Keep your head down slowly and come out of meditation. Thank you very much for sharing.